Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1945, Verla Jean Miller made a decision to travel to the eastern United States, a decision that would radically change the course of her life. Born the daughter of a beekeeper in Smithfield, Utah, Verla Jean moved around with her family's honey business, sparking a lifelong interest in new people and different ways of life. She put herself through college at the University of Utah and taught fifth grade in Cedar City. Eager to see more of the world, she declined another year's teaching contract and chose instead to leave Utah. Verla Jean's travels landed her in New York City as a governess and student at Columbia University Teachers College. One night in 1952, she skipped class to attend a play. Next to her sat a man, Manasher Farman Farmayan, who was a prince from an old Persian royal family. The two soon married and moved to Iran. For Verla Jean, living in Iran would prove to be both a geographical and a cultural journey. Iran was adjusting to social and political changes resulting from a recent military coup. Verla Jean's new family was large. Some were Muslim, others were not. Some of the women wore the traditional chador, others were more westernized. Verla Jean struggled with the expectations for women and with the Persian language, but enjoyed Persian food, art, and literature. She also worked, helping the queen with her charities, teaching English at the Iran-American Society, even leading a Girl Scout camping trip to the Caspian Sea. In 1955, Verla Jean and Manasher had a daughter, but eventually decided their differences were too great and separated. Verla Jean raised their daughter in Holland before returning to Utah after 20 years of international adventure. She also returned to teaching fifth grade and inspired a generation of students until her retirement at 73. Verla Jean had come full circle. Her journey from Utah and back was filled with a richness of life few can rival, and all from one fateful decision to travel. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Heidi Tock. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.